Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, it's show your up and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
That is right. Accept yourself and others and start healing yourself and others today on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. And boy, do we have a show for you today. I have a gal that I have been looking forward for a month to be interviewed because she has a very special message for you. And so on today's show, The Messenger, we'll be speaking with Susan Orozco. But before we get to her, let me just tell you a couple of quick things. First off, you are loved here. We invite you into this space two times a week, one time for 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your spiritual mission alive, where I, myself, as your host and your coach, give you fantastic ideas to just little joy drops onto your spiritual business and your spiritual heart to keep you flowing through the week in a positive, loving way. And then, of course, on Sundays, today, if you're tuning in, we do The Messengers. And The Messengers is all about sharing people's gifts. Today, we have Susan Orozco, who has an amazing gift, and I can't wait to share it. But it's really about allowing people to come on and, that are the messengers of the universe, that have things to say that are going to make a difference in your life today, just ending this 30 minutes together. So I want to make sure that you know that those two shows happen every week. So tune in here to Sharpen Your Spirit radio and podcast and find what works for you. Or maybe you'll love both of them. I have many people that do. So one of the things also is that if you would like to connect on a deeper level, please go to sharpeningyourspirit.com. You can follow us through Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all the fantastic social media places, as well as learn about different things that are happening here on the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. So I ask you to connect and follow us here. Just click the little follow button, and that way you'll get daily updates, weekly updates of what's going on here on Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. Well, with no more further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about the gal that we have on today. Again, I've been waiting to have her on the show for many, many months, and I'm going to tell you why. She sent me some information called, you have to love this, 5 tips to sharpen your spirit. And these are things that she does with her clients. And I thought it would be nice to go through this list before we get started today and before I introduce her to you and share her expertise. But so 5 tips to sharpen your spirit. She helps people to remove their blocks that blind their spirit. You got to love that. Helps to cultivate a two-way communication between you and the universe. So important. Number 3 is to figure out how to be grateful for everything that you have. Knowing you are, number 4 is knowing you are a child of the Most High. And don't budge from that place. I love that. Don't budge from that place. Know you're there and don't budge from that place. And then she does something that really tantalized my heart. And I said, I just have to hear about this. And that is, she helps people learn how to rescue their dreams. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you've ever had some time in your life where you've had dreams and you haven't been able to walk forward, you haven't been able to really wrap your arms around it because maybe something's holding you back, or maybe there's, you know, some thoughts that you have that you can't do it, or whatever that is. Today, Susan's going to help us release those blocks and move forward so we can all rescue our dreams. So let me tell you about this fantastic gal. Susan Orsko is an award-winning author and playwright. She is a certified master hypnotherapist and an emotional freedom practitioner. And I'm just going to say a little bit about that. If you're not aware of what an emotional freedom practitioner is, you definitely want to be tuning in and listening to this, because this is work that is life-changing work that can shift and help you rescue your dream. She has authored 3 books. Her Rescue Your Dreams program is an instant download recording that can set and prepare you to rescue your struggling dream, find the hero within you, and live a life that you can truly love. Boy, I bet you can't wait to talk to her, because I can tell you I can't. So, Susan, welcome in. We're so excited, as you can tell, to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you, Cindy. It's exciting to be here.
I am so thrilled. And, you know, I have to ask you just a couple of quick questions before we get started, and that is, you know, you have some really neat things that you do. So, first off, you're an author and a playwright. We don't get many playwrights here on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. So, of course, I have to ask you a little bit about that, because that is a unique art.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, you want me to tell you how that came about?
Oh, I would love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. Sure.
Okay. Well, me and 7 other ladies got together, and we wrote a book that's called 8 Ways to Say I Love My Life, which can also be found on my website, SusanOrozco.com. And we got together and we wrote the book, and one of the ladies that was a co-author of the book also owns a theater in Los Angeles, and she teaches the students in her area how to write monologues. So she said, why don't we all each write a monologue to match our chapter, because we all contributed 8 chapters to the book. She said, let's write 8 monologues and put them on my stage. And we said, hey, that's a great idea. So we did, and she gave us a class on how to write a monologue, and our monologues turned out really, really well. So the theater hired 8 different actresses to play each of the authors, and they did their monologue on stage. And so we are all considered playwrights because of the monologue that we wrote. But what's this exciting about it is through rescuing our dreams, what we did was we wanted the book to be a success, but we also wanted the play to be a success. And we somehow were nominated for the Norman Lear Imagine Award for Best Theatrical Stage Play. And we were just so blessed with that. That alone was to us a major milestone. So we were so excited just to be in that audience and rubbing elbows with Andy Garcia and Paul Rodriguez and other big stars. And it was just so exciting. And we're sitting there going, my God, this is it. This is exciting that we're actually here. We're nominated for this award. That was enough. But
oh my gosh, what an amazing
thing!
The universe
had better plans, because we actually won. We walked out of there with this huge trophy, and so it just went. And we were up against 2 major productions, huge money productions, and we won. And so this is an example of what happens when you rescue your dreams.
That is such a beautiful story, and not only congratulations. I think of how you touched lives through people listening to that monologue, of what a very special message that had.
Yeah. All 8 of them were amazing, transformational stories.
I love it. You should now turn it into a movie so I can watch it. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, how can I watch that? That sounds really good.
Well, it is being talked about in Hollywood. It's being talked about by several producers and directors, so we'll see what happens.
Ooh, well, I hope so. I hope so. I'll be one of the first ones in line to buy a ticket. Let me share that with you. It sounds beautiful. So the title of your program, which is really your, I'm going to call it, you know, your flagship message of today, is Rescue Your Dreams. What does that mean, and can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Well, I believe having a dream is very, very important, you see, because I help those who are serious about achieving their most cherished goals, who are the ones that who are tired of the setbacks and the failures and the frustration, and they're tired of just trying so hard to get their dream business off the ground so that they can live their dream life and increase their income and match their new high self-esteem with what they're accomplishing. And this is what I do. I do this because dreams are important. They're important to me because within your dream, you can find your life purpose. So it's important
absolutely,
to me
absolutely.
That you rescue that dream and don't just kick back and say, well, if it happens, it happens, or gee whiz, I just can't make it happen, or well, maybe I'm just unworthy, maybe I'm not smart enough, educated enough, maybe I don't have enough money, maybe I'm just not, I don't have what it takes to compete against my competitors, maybe it's just not for me. And see, you're not just letting yourself down. When you have a dream, it's not just about you. It's about everybody who needs for you to pursue that dream so they can get the benefits of you having achieved it so that you can talk about it and show other people how to do the same. Not only that, but your dreams, they're your creations, they're your thoughts, they're like breathing and alive, and they want you just as much as you want them.
It's like they're standing out there just waiting for us to grab onto them.
Yeah. They certainly do. You know what it's like? It's like the story of the damsel in distress and the fire-breathing dragons, and you're the knight in shining armor, or the hero, the champion. And here you are, you see your dreams, and they're up in a tower, and they're begging you, rescue me, rescue me. And the fire-breathing dragons are standing there going, no, you're not going anywhere near that dream. And see, the dragons are your fears, your sense of unworthiness, your doubts, your self-doubts, and your remembrance of your past failures and setbacks and your frustrations and your resistance, all of that. That's the dragon. And the more you feel those negative emotions, the more powerful the dragon becomes, the bigger the dragon is, and more fire comes out of his mouth, and the more your knees will shake and you will run. So when you come back to try and save the damsel again, you have to come back with less fear. And the less fear you have, the smaller the dragon becomes, and gets to the point where there is no more fire coming from the red dragon's mouth, because the dragon is nothing else but your own negative emotions, thoughts, and beliefs. And with emotional freedom techniques, you can remove, literally dissolve, literally delete those emotions, thoughts, and beliefs to the point where you're clearing a path between you and your dreams. So when you're able to make the dragon so small that it's almost like a little mouse, and you say to it, you know what, get out of my way. I've got a dream to rescue. I've got a dream to nurture and a dream to cultivate so I can have the life I really want. And that's what I talk about, Cindy.
I love that. And, you know, I love the analogy of the dragon because, you know, we all have our dragons and we all have our places in life where we shake in our boots as we're trying to move forward in a bigger way. And I have my own dragons. You know, there's things that we all have to get through. And I think that it's honoring the fact that you know that you have that dragon and knowing that you do have to move through it to get to the other side. But it's not always that easy. And one thing that you talk about is the emotional freedom technique. And I'd like you to explain that to the listeners, because for people that haven't heard it, I hate to use the word need, but I think everybody needs to learn about emotional freedom technique because it's changed my life personally, and I'm sure it's changed many others.
Oh, yes. There are many emotional freedom techniques, I want to say. To me, EFT is like an umbrella term, and underneath it, there's many different techniques, and of which I have, from my experience, they all work. The one that gets the most publicity is the one that's called tapping, when you use your two fingers or three fingers of the middle of your hand, and you tap on the meridian points of your face and your neck and other certain parts of the body. And they're the same meridian points that acupuncturists use when they use the needles to release energy. Now, and that's what we believe that all of this is just negative energy that needs to move. Emotion needs to be in motion. It needs to move and, quite honestly, move out. And that's what they do with, like, Reiki. They move negative energy out of your body through the massage. And that's what they do with acupuncture. They move the negative energy out of your body parts and your joints and your bones. And with tapping, you tap on certain areas, those designated meridian points, and the energy starts to move and can move and does move out. But there's other emotional freedom techniques, for example, the Sedona method, which is like five questions that we can do, Cindy, if you like. It's very fast and quick, and it works really amazing. And then there's the one that I came up with. It's called the mind mechanic method, of which you have an actual conversation with the dragon, and you disarm the dragon, and the dragon steps aside. So there's others called faster EFT. I forgot the other names. But, you know, a simple search, you can find the different ones. You can even find the meridian points for tapping on YouTube. There's an amazing amount of EFT information on YouTube. But then, of course, you can also just email me and we can have a private session. I can do that with you. What I do is I talk to the people. I understand what their dream is. And then I'm able to identify what the blocks are. And I choose out of my toolbox whatever EFT method I think will work for that particular situation.
Oh, well, that's beautiful, because one size doesn't fit all, you know, and I'm happy to hear that you have that toolbox, because I think clients need that. I think that each person kind of comes with their own, we'll call, you know, blueprint that they've attached themselves to, and the fact that you can create something that's designed directly for them is beautiful. And I like the fact, for myself personally, when I hear this, and I'm sure the listeners will love this too, is that there's so many different techniques and it's not a one-size-fits-all. So that's an important thing to know. You know, my question is, you know, when you remove all the negativity, are you saying that your dreams just kind of simply show up, or how does that work?
What it does is it makes a path so that you know what to do. Because with the emotional freedom techniques, when you remove the negativity, what happens is your mindset changes. Your whole idea, your whole opinion of certain things change. For example, your opinion of success and your opinion of money and your opinion of yourself and your feelings of yourself and with money and success and your beliefs about all that and your thoughts about those three things and other things as well, what you're doing is you're allowing them to become exceptional in your life. And when you remove the negativity, what surfaces, what emerges, is a more positive mindset about those very important things in your life. It's like being in a cornfield, and you know that on the other end of that cornfield is your dream. And as you chop down each corn stalk to get there, you know, once the corn stalk is chopped and it's down, it's never going to grow back. It's not going to come back. If anything, you'll be facing new corn stalks, but the old ones are gone. So with emotional freedom techniques, once you release a negative thought, belief, or emotion, it's gone forever. So you might come up against a new set of them. Some people even say that some of them are called heart walls. You can come up to a brick wall, which is a heart wall, something like a wall that you built around your heart. But those can come down too. And as you're chopping down all those corn stalks, you'll get to you see the light, and then you'll know what to do. You'll know how to bring your dream closer, because remember, your dreams want you just as bad. So the dream is going to come rushing towards you as well. There's still going to be some cultivating to do. There's still going to be work to do. But when that dream grows legs, I promise you, it's going to take you places you never thought you'd be, just like I never thought I'd be at the Norman Lear Imaging Awards, winning first place for the best theatrical stage play. That was something that I never even thought of.
And I bet you had some of your own corn stalks that you had to chop down to get yourself to that place. We all do. And that analogy is so beautiful and so perfect, because I think people can visually really see that and see that there is this kind of, where I'm, you know, we call it the light at the end of the rainbow, but in this case I'm going to call it the light at the end of the cornfield. So what that's a wonderful way to say it. So does that mean that you people kind of become their own hero?
Oh, yes, because as a result of releasing all that negativity and changing your mindset about success and about yourself and about money, when you start changing your mindset about those things and let them be exceptional in your life, you what emerges is your higher self, your truer self, that self that you, that real you, the child of the Most High, that knows it's safe, that knows it's abundant, that knows it can, it creates its own reality, and it can bring forth to it in its life the most beautiful, wonderful experiences. And it knows all these wonderful things about itself, and that's the higher self that emerges as a result of releasing the negativity. Because underneath all those negative thoughts and emotions and beliefs is the real you that can't come out, because you do have free will. And if you want to believe you are not that great and powerful, then you don't have to. But see, what I like to teach is, why would you not want to?
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. I'm hoping that, you know, everybody that's listening is being inspired and they all want to. But I know that there's going to be those people that are still, you know, a little bit nervous that they've worked very hard for a very long time to overcome some particular fear in their life, and they may feel, oh gosh, you know, this sounds, it almost sounds easy. So what would we say to those people about really how to overcome the fear, and what it is that you do when you work with them?
Well, let's say that one of their fears is, it's too good to be true, I'm not good enough, it can't happen to me. Would you say that's a pretty common one?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so let's do this exercise, and your listeners can listen, and you can go along too. Would you accept, give me permission to do this exercise, and give me permission in behalf of your entire audience?
You have wholehearted permission, yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions now, and the answer to all of them, I'm going to give you the answer, is going to be yes, except for the very last one is going to be now. I'm going to say when, and you're going to say now. Now, there's going to be a few times when you're going to feel like you want to say no, but don't. Say yes. Believe me, this is a rewiring of your brain, okay? So you say yes. All right, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you think that bringing your dream closer to you is impossible?
Yes, I do.
You think that being able to live your dream life is not for you?
Yes, I do believe that.
You believe that this is going to be a hard road and hard to achieve your dream. Is that your thought?
Yes.
Do you want these thoughts?
I would say no, I
yes.
don't, but yes, I continue to have them.
Yes. Okay, yes. I want you to just say yes.
Yes.
Do you want these thoughts?
Yes.
Did you choose these thoughts?
Yes.
Can you let these thoughts go?
Yes.
Will you let these thoughts go?
Yes.
When?
Now.
Now tell me how you feel.
Wow, it's that is such a simple little thing, and at the same time, I could, as soon as I said now, I felt an open space kind of open up for me that was bigger than the space I was in before. Does that make sense?
It does, because you're making room. See, negativity takes up room. That negative energy takes up room in your mindset. And when it's been released, now you've got room for some positive thoughts. You can actually see what's on the other side. You can actually get ideas now on how you can get your business closer to you and your dreams and rescue them. Now, if you have any more negativity left over, just do the exercise again and again and again. You've got the recording. Just do it again until it's completely gone. And then you'll be amazed at what your higher self, the part of you that emerges as a result of that exercise, will begin to have the greatest ideas on how to bring forth your dreams.
I love that. So, listeners, that's some beautiful little homework today, is to go through, listen to those questions. I would say get a pen and paper and write them down. And when these struggles and challenges come up, or these thoughts come up that are holding us back, would you say, Susan, to just get out those questions and move right through them?
Yes, use those questions. And I want to say this too, that what I just did is called the Sedona Method. It's SEDONAMethod.com if you want to go into their website. And you'll find an amazing amount of information there on the SedonaMethod.com website telling you more about that particular emotional freedom technique. You can even go into YouTube and find out more. But if you just want to stick to those questions, you can even rewrite the beginning part, you know, and say something else like, do you think you are not worthy? Is that your thought? Do you want that thought? And just go into that. You know, you can rewrite that front part. But those other questions have to stay the same, and the answer should always be yes. Just a simple yes, and the last one should be now. And that's the Sedona Method.
That is amazing and beautiful. And I've heard of the Sedona Method, but I've never had it, anybody do it with me. And so for me personally, that was a beautiful, big, gorgeous shift. So I thank you. I thank you. And I'm sure the listeners, if they try it themselves, will feel the exact same way. So, you know, one of the things that we want to talk about today, if we want to talk about the fact that you have this amazing free gift for the listeners, and I'm sure anybody that has been listening can see that you have a beautiful gift and a way to help people shift in a, gosh, I want to use the word faster, but I wish I had a bigger word for that, in a more expansive way, a quicker way, a more loving way, shift them from where they stand today, which maybe their feet are stuck in cement, and to release them and to move into allowing them to actually move into their dreams. And you have something that's called 52 Tips to Rescue Your Dreams. And that is a free download. So basically you're giving this gift away free to all the listeners of Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. So first, let me say from me to you, thank you so much. That's such a beautiful, gorgeous gift to give. And I think that anybody that listens to your message can certainly see that this is something that is important for them to look at and get some information on. So to get that, everybody, it's Susan Orozco, I have not said that correctly three times, and I apologize, Susan. It would just be my lips, the way that they work. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and share it with you guys in a different way. Susan, SusanOrozco.com. Again, that's SusanOrozco.com. So share us a little bit about this immensely great gift that you're giving the listeners.
Well, it's going to be based on the analogy of the damsel in distress and the dragons and 52 different tips that you can meditate on and just take one at a time or two at a time, whatever your speed is, and think about those and help these tips help you make that shift in your mind and make and pave a road to that new mindset that says yes to your dreams. dreams, bring your dreams closer, and not only will your dreams come true and you'll live a really more magnificent life, but you will be achieving your life purpose in most cases, because I think that the life purpose we all have is to be your best self, to let your higher self emerge. Let that true self come forth, and that true self will emerge when you pursue your dream.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Well, that's a beautiful sentiment, and certainly warmed my heart. Before we shut down our show for today, or we log off and say goodbye to our loving listeners, can you tell us also, you've written 3 books, and I would love to hear a little bit about that, because I know we have a lot of readers here that listen to the show. Share with us a little bit about those, if you could.
Well, the one that I have out right now is called Don't Invite Mr. Right Until Mr. Wrong Is Gone. And that is an excellent relationship book that helps with really what Mr. Wrong represents is your past and Mr. Right represents your future. In order to get that future that you want, that loving relationship that you want, you've got to release the negative energies from the past, including the experiences you had with Mr. Wrong. And then my there's 8 Ways to Say I Love My Life, which I co-wrote with 7 other authors, that you can also find on my website, and that is a transformational, 8 transformational stories, really amazing stories that can help you. You can probably find yourself in there and see how their lives were transformed. And then I have Latino Power, 7 powers all Latinos have upon which to build an empire. And that talks about the traits, of our culture, and how we are born into the abilities to have that strength and to cultivate the mindset of the conqueror rather than the conquered. And so it's a wonderful book, and it's not just for Latinos, but for anyone who thinks themselves a victim or has the victim mentality. It's a great book to get out and shift out of that into a higher, superior mind.
I absolutely love that, and I'm just going to say this to the Latino community. You know, there's some things, and I'm not going to get into political information here because we just share love. That's all we do. And but, you know, there's sometimes if you listen to the news or what's going on politically, sometimes I believe in this moment there's not always the most loving message being portrayed. So I just want to say that's a beautiful book for people to pick up. I love the fact that you wrote that and how important that is to not only, like you said, the Latino community, but for anybody that feels that way. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you and have a one-on-one type of an appointment with you, because I can see how your work of helping people to release these blocks and really move to a life full of love and blessings and flow to their dreams, your work is a very important work here on this earth, and certainly your message to the universe. How can people reach out to you? Is it best to go through your webpage?
You can email me at susan@susanorosco.com. And once again, that's SusanOros, like Susan, .com. And just email me, and I can give you the first half hour of any kind of introductory session you'd like with me for free.
Wow. Hey, guys, you're going to have to reach out to her.
For your listeners only.
That's it. She has some really beautiful things and obviously a wonderful message and a wonderful gift. And my hope for everybody is that everybody gets their dream rescued today just by getting this message from Susan. So, Susan, first I want to share that we are so grateful with so much gratitude in my own personal heart and the heart of the listeners for you coming today and spending this time in your life to share your message and your dream with us. So thank you so much for being on the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast. I have huge gratitude for you.
Thank you, Cindy. It was great being here.
Oh, absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. So we will be signing off now, everybody. And first off, we want to do another big thank you out to Susan. Second, I want to mention, if you are a messenger, if you have a message that you feel you need to get out, if you are ready to rescue your dream and move out in a bigger way, please contact me through sharpeningyourspirit.com. Let me know. I'd love to have you on the show or interview you to see where we could fit you in. That would be one thing. Two, make sure you tune in each week to The Messenger Show, which is on Sunday mornings, and to 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Mission Alive, which we have once a week, which is on Friday mornings. So, everybody, you know how it works here. We love you. You are loved in this space. We send you love. We send you light. And myself, your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, signs off and lets you know you are loved, and I send you a big kiss. Have a beautiful day, everybody, and go rescue your dream and contact Susan. I'm so grateful to her. Thank you.